Hunter at Sunrise, 89.5 WHRV, HD2 Alt Radio, and HunterAtSunrise.com.
And the show is Hunter at Sunrise, acoustic and eclectic music for your Sunday morning, streaming live at HunterAtSunrise.com, WHRV.org, AltRadio.org, iTunes, Shoutcast, and Radio Time. We're on your digital radio at 89.5 WHRV, HD2 Alt Radio. You know, we like to do acoustic sessions on this show, especially ones brought to you with generous support from Carol Butler at Pembroke Title. Pembroke Title is your real estate resource. Thank you, Carol. And today's acoustic session, we have Dustin Furlow back on the show. Dustin, how are you?
I'm great. How are you doing?
I'm doing all right. When you were last on the show, you were producing an album, and now you've released it. And we're going to be talking to you about that. But what would you like to play for us first here?
I'm going to go ahead and play the fifth track off of that album. It's called Only Autumn.
Okay.
Now we'll get right into it.
Excellent. Here's Dustin Furlow here on Hunter at Sunrise.
It's the 12th day of October. The cold is creeping in. Tap me on the shoulder the way that only autumn can. I thought about your voice, it brought me to the past. Somewhere I can go to feel warmer. Somewhere I can go when the days have grown shorter. No one ever told me that living on your own could feel this way. Only autumn, only autumn, only autumn could bring me back to you. Wooden floors and windows, simple things in life that bring a man peace of mind. Coffee in the morning, whiskey at midnight. If only every question had an answer. If only every answer was the truth that we were after. No one ever told me that I would question everything tonight. Only autumn, only autumn, only autumn, bring me back to you, could bring me back.
Dustin Furlow here on Hunter at Sunrise. Great record, I must say. The sound that you call home. Are you happy with it?
I'm very happy with it, yeah. In contrast to the previous record I put together, this one went by really smooth, and it's a great experience recording it with Rob Olsch at Master Sound Studios, and it's gotten fairly good reviews. So,
yeah. Yeah, I should turn up my mic if I want to talk. But anyway, but you just had a big CD release party, didn't you?
Yeah, a couple weeks ago at the Zyders American Dream Theater. Went really well. Yeah.
How is that place to play? I've heard of it, and I've been meaning to get over there and check it out. What did you think of it?
It's really nice. Their house sound system is also very nice.
How many people can be seated there?
I think the max capacity was 70. We probably filled about 40 seats.
Okay.
Yeah, it went pretty well.
Oh, good. Well, mm-hmm. good. And all these songs you've been working on for some time, I know that I've heard a couple of them, but some of them came out of nowhere for me, like I guess a Wood and Steel and some other, I guess, some instrumentals you do on the record. This is all new stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've always been sort of, as a side project, doing a lot of instrumental guitar work. Sort of in the light of like Andy McKee and Tommy Emmanuel.
Yeah.
A couple guys you might have heard of.
Sure.
And I decided for this album I was going to put two instrumentals on it. The next song I'm going to play is going to be called The Elder Tree, and that's a song that I wrote. No words, but I don't think it needs them. I think the music itself communicates to the listener kind of, I usually tell a backstory. It's about childhood memory, tree that was in my backyard that I used to hang out under with my neighbors for, you know, a good about 10 years, and then after I moved out of the house, about 2 years later, I drove by and saw that the new residents had cut it down, and it was sort of like I went home and it just came out, the song, so, yeah, so I'm sort of, basically the point of that is I'm starting to go in the direction of instrumental songwriting as well, just to sort of, you know, amuse myself and, you know.
You work a lot on the guitar.
Yeah, and I really enjoy it, so. Yeah, that was sort of a new thing for the record, was putting something without words to just see how it interacted with the people that liked my, you know, normal songs.
So the name of this piece here is The Elder Tree.
Yes, sir.
Okay. He called me sir. Okay, here's Dustin Furlow here on Unheard Sunrise.
All right, good shape. Elder Tree.
What a nice piece. Very nice. Dustin Furlow here on Hunter at Sunrise. And I guess, are you trying out different guitars, like the harp guitar? Have you tried that yet? Or
yeah.
I know that one of the guitarists you mentioned is a harp guitarist, Andy McKee, I believe.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And my roommate, Matt Thomas, who I believe has been on the show a couple of times.
Yes, he has.
He has a harp guitar that I kind of noodle with time to time. It's a little out of my league. It's a very hard instrument to play.
Yeah.
I think in time it'll... I know how to play like Amazing Grace, just because it's a little on the easier side.
Sure.
Kind of simplified, but yeah, I think at some point, yeah, I'd love to delve into that.
Yeah. Now, next weekend is a big weekend for you. You're going to be down at the Work Release with us as they have a big brunch, and they have Tidewater Arts Outreach is providing, along with Work Release, are providing emerging artists to play on stage down there after our remote broadcast from there. That's pretty exciting, huh?
Yeah, absolutely. I've heard a lot of good things about Work Release. I saw that of Montreal, a really big band I used to be really, really big fan of, was playing there last week, and I was really surprised about that. They headlined, I think, at Lava Fest last year.
Yeah, they bring in a lot of artists, and I don't know if the word totally gets out, and suddenly you say, oh, they were playing there, and what
yeah.
is that? I've had that mm-hmm. happen a couple of times, you know. We have this arts district that's just growing, and I think it's slowly getting around to where you know what's going on there. But mm-hmm. there's so much stuff going on along Granby Street right
yeah.
now that
mm-hmm.
it's happening so fast, I think, that the word gets out a little slowly. So
mm-hmm.
it's faster than the word that is going on. Well, you'll be going on like around 1:20, 1:30
yep.
next Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
The others on the bill are Holly Bishop, who starts it all off at 11, then Nate Sachs comes on around 11:35. Kelsey McNair comes on around noonish, and then BJ Griffin is also playing at around 12:45. That's a lot of lineup. That's a pretty good lineup, I must tell you.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll be going on at 7, of course, and a lot of these artists will also be on the show next week, so you can tune in and listen to them over the radio, or you can come on down. They're going to have quite a lot of food and drink there for everyone, so should be a good time. What else would you like to play for us here, Dustin? We have time for one more song.
Oh, great. Thank you. I'm going to play a song called The Garden, and this is, I believe, the first track on the album.
Oh, yeah.
To get things started off. As soon as I wrote this song, I knew, I was like, that's going to be the first track, because as soon as people pop the CD in, this is the song I want them to hear, if they're driving or whatever.
Okay.
Just give me a second to tune here.
Oh, no problem. Do you think you're going to put out another album soon, or is this it for a while?
Well, this is it for a while in terms of like full band production and stuff like that. I think what my next move is, it's something I've always wanted to do. I think I kind of caught the bug because The Elder Tree was the last song that I recorded for this album. It was sort of a last-minute thing. I was like, you know what, I'm just going to put two instrumentals on there. The other one's called Strange New World.
Mm-hmm.
I caught the bug, and I was like, man, this is so fun to sort of be in an environment where it's like one take.
Sure.
Just one live track of an instrumental. And so I'm going to be doing an instrumental EP next that's going to be released about this winter. Me and Matt have like a home studio we're going to do. So we're going to do all the recording there, and then I'm going to get it mastered over at my previous studio. So hopefully that turns out really good, at least five tracks.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's really cool when you can just knock them out like that.
Yeah, it's a lot, you know, more simplified. And another thing is, since we got the home studio, I don't have to worry about, you know, if it's not perfect or something.
Sure.
Plenty of time, no rush.
Well, are you ready for this one?
I think so.
Okay, here's Dustin Furlow here on Hunter at Sunrise.
To the sound of your wind chimes, as the morning light came pouring through the frame, the snow had melted, the birds had started to sing. I feel it in my bones that I must leave. One more cup of coffee, hear the back door click shut. gonna be a long day, we better get up. Apartment. Still some things I guess I'd rather not part with. The way my father would play guitar, the way my mother decorated her walls. Yes, some things in life you can't replace. The wind chimes are singing the same pretty song. In my garden won't be long. Heaven's just a place we like to go to. The past and present never seem to mind. Don't you take for granted all the ones that shared their time with you. The ones that shared their time with you. This life is just a garden. Make how you want it. For life's just a garden. You make it how you want it.
Dustin Furlow here on Hunter at Sunrise. And again, the name of the record is The Sound That You Call Home. And how can you get the record?
You can find it on iTunes, Amazon, CDBaby.com. You can get it directly off my website, DustinFurlow.com.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can just come to show and buy a CD. That's the way I always prefer. But hey.
You'll have them down there at work release next Sunday.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
Come on down, listen to Dustin. He's going to be going on around 1:20 on Sunday afternoon next Sunday. As we wrap up the ETC and Neon festivals at the work release, they're going to be going on right on from Friday through to Sunday this year, and it wraps up with this event from work release. And next weekend, also Holly Bishop and Nate Sachs, Kelsey McNair, and BJ Griffin will be on our show. I don't know how I'm going to fit all those people in here, Dustin, but we're going to give it a try. It's going to be a lot of fun. I hope you'll come on down and see Dustin Furlow. And buy one of his records, Sound That You Call Home. Thank you, Dustin, for coming in today.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Excellent, excellent.